We're here. We're finally doing this, right?
That's right. So exciting. Our first podcast.
So here we go, right? So we're going to try a little something new here for 2023. This is the Studio 48 crew. That's Sarah.
Hey.
And I'm Todd.
Todd Waller, the one and only.
I don't know about one and only, but thank you for that. Do want to try something new here, just get some more information out in a different format, different channel. So kind of what we're thinking here is we're going to start off with a brief intro, like we're doing right now. Then we're going to go into a topic for the episode, 5, 10, 15 minutes, something along those lines. And then right at the end, a little bit of an update for the marketplace, things that you should know, like a little quick hits kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Sound about right?
That sounds about right. Okay. So obviously we'd love your feedback. This is our first foray into this format. So if there's feedback that you want to share with us, topics that you want us to discuss, it is wide open. We would love to hear from you. So with that, should we launch right into this conversation?
I think we should. It's an important one too.
All right. So this is a conversation that Todd and I have, I would say on a weekly basis as realtors, and that is timing your sale. So you're thinking about selling your house, and there may be a lot of factors involved, and maybe you have a lot of flexibility and you're just trying to figure out when is the best time to sell your house.
Now, of course, the patent realtor response is right now, except that doesn't necessarily work for your specific scenario, does it? Right? I mean,
Sarah, not necessarily.
We run into clients all the time that ask us this question about, hey, when is a good time for us to sell? And our response typically is,
when is it good for you? What's going on in your life? What's precipitating the sale? If it's because you're having a baby or because someone passed away or because of other big major changes in your life, a job offer and so on, you may not actually have that much choice. You may say, I need to have the house on the market by this. I need to close 30 days later and I need to be out of here. In which case, we're ready to do that.
Yeah.
but if you have flexibility, it's going to depend a lot on what is going on in your life. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start out by asking you those questions. So, okay, why are you moving?
Yep.
Well, we're starting a job and we have to be in another state by June. Okay. And then we start to work backwards from there. All right. We need you to be out of the house by June. That means we want to have listed the property by the middle of April. That means that we should be going on preparing the home for sale probably in March.
Yeah.
And here we are in January, so that isn't actually all that long. So we're going to start out asking you those questions about your timeline. What's the ideal move for you based on what is, why you're moving to begin with, and then we'll work backwards from there.
Absolutely. And it's not to diminish the question, because I think a lot of people ask the question about, well, if all things are equal, what is the best time of year for me to consider selling?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we understand that as professionals. Mm-hmm. More importantly to us, we believe for our clients, is what's the best answer for them in their specific circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
So to that end, there is a thing called seasonality when it comes to selling a home, right?
That's right.
I mean, we've seen numbers.
Especially in our climate, right?
Sure.
It's not as if we have 70 degree days every day all day. So there's absolutely a seasonality to it.
Yeah, Ann Arbor has this thing called January, and it involves cold and snow.
And dark days. Yeah.
And if you live in Michigan, you kind of look around and you're like, no, I really don't want to move in the middle of winter. Except there are those things that happen in life, i.e. a new job, that you have to move.
Right.
So that's why we start with the, hey, what's going to be best for the client and what's their timeline to move, and work backward from there.
That's right.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that seasonality.
Mm-hmm.
Are there specific times in the season where you're like, yeah, no, this is not a good time? Or
as you said, it's kind of a joke. Realtors are always going to say, right now is the best time. Okay, so if I have a choice, I'm probably not going to want to list a house the week of Christmas, let's say, right? Or even Thanksgiving, because most people, realtors included, are spending time with their family. They're going out of town. They are focused on things that are, buying a house or looking at houses isn't necessarily on the forefront for those particular weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll have a house that's ready to go. We have the photos taken, maybe. We have all the ad copy. The house has been, there's been repairs made, staging, what have you. But we're kind of waiting for the weather to break.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to list a house and then have showing start on the day that we get 6 feet of snow. So it different times of year, we're going to have to pay attention to the weather. That's just how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the local market economy has got a huge, a huge thing
Absolutely.
To say about when is the seasonal time of year to buy, right? So, or to sell for that matter. Ann Arbor, our biggest employer, obviously, is the University of Michigan. University of Michigan gives out their job offers in early spring, right about now into February. They are preparing mm-hmm. for the next round of graduate students, medical students, professors, and so forth. And so our phones are going to start ringing over the next month here with people who are coming into town and going to be looking for housing. And they're already planning on what they're going to be doing in the spring.
Absolutely. In fact, I can give a quick example. It wasn't even staff at the university. It was a student who was beginning the winter semester here. I started talking with them back in mid-late fall mm-hmm. and helped them settle into a place right before the Christmas holidays kicked off. So, yeah, it happens. Mm-hmm. There is demand. There is inventory across some more difficult, challenging portions of the year, if you mm-hmm. will. And things still do happen. It's just that there isn't a lot of it going on. And it's mm-hmm. usually as a result of, I have to be someplace, right?
Right. That's right. And I mean, just same with sellers having reasons outside of their control that cause them to sell. There are buyers for reasons outside of their control who need to buy. So there's always going to be a match up there, I think, regardless of the time yep. of year. But certainly in Washtenaw County, yeah. our sort of natural seasonal market, I would say, starts end of February, beginning of March. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of gets busier and busier and busier. And then around the top of the summer, end of July, yeah. August, it actually, activity starts to slow. Mm-hmm. People are often on vacation. For whatever reason, it kind of gets a little quieter. Yep. Now, what's interesting, and I'm sure you've heard this, sellers, when we're talking about numbers and we're laying out, you know, what our pricing recommendations mm-hmm. are, we'll look at the numbers of sale prices, say in like July and August, yeah. and think, oh, well, highest sale price was, you know, in July. I should wait until July to sell.
Right, right.
Well, what are they actually looking at?
Yeah, well, let's see. A contract usually takes what, 45 to 60 yeah, days?
30 minimum. Yeah. That's, you know, usually at 45 days. Yeah.
45 days or so. So mm-hmm. really what that seller is looking at the end of July, beginning of August mm-hmm. as a sales price is a price that happened 45 days prior.
Right.
So what's
actually,
that?
More like a May
yeah.
list price. There's a lag, in other words. There's yeah. a lag between when the house was actually sold, put under contract, and when it closes and that sales reporting. So in fact, you know, I would say probably the highest sale prices tend to be the houses that were listed in like April or May.
Yep.
But now consider this. Mm-hmm. That's when the most competition is on the market.
Taking the words right out of my mouth.
Exactly. It's like we know what we're doing.
And we've been around the block a few times.
That's right. Yeah.
And so when somebody asks that question, what's a good time for us to sell? That's why we revert right back to, what is it that you're trying to accomplish? Because if you have to move in the winter time, for example, mm-hmm. it could be a very good time for you to sell. Why? Number one, there really isn't a heck of a lot of inventory.
Right.
Because people don't like moving in the wintertime. And on top of that, as a seller, you know that if a buyer is coming through your home in the middle of winter, guess what? They likely have to move because, that's again, right. nobody likes to move yeah. in the wintertime.
Yeah.
So while it may not be the highest dollar that you can get for the home, you're not in a bad place, simply mm-hmm. out of the straight Econ 101 supply and demand equation.
That's right.
There isn't a lot of supply. There's decent demand. And guess what? Mm-hmm. You've got one of the best looking homes on the market at that point in time. You're going to garner the attention of the buyers that are in the market at that point in time. And those buyers have to move.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, there's pros and cons yep. to both. And, you know, I have a listing coming up today, a little condo. It's today, it's January 2nd,
yeah.
2023. And we are the only condo on that side of town for sale. And it's stinking cute, by the way.
I'm not surprised.
I have no doubt it's going to go quickly. And it will probably get the price that we would have gotten had we listed mm-hmm. in spring. And there's some math that you have to do, too. I talked to my seller about this when we were deciding, and by the way, she's selling because she's moving to her new condo, which is about to be constructed. So, but you know, we discussed, now, should we wait till spring? Should we wait until March or April when the students are starting to come mm-hmm. back to town? And I said, that's up to you. You have to do the math on how much money are you going to spend mm-hmm. holding that property,
right.
paying the mortgage and the taxes and insurance on that property for 3 months just to wait around for a student. And once she thought about it that way, I mean, she quickly said, well, no, we're just going to list it when it's done, because that's automatically yeah. out of her pocket, you know, close
sure.
to, what, $8,000 in that case. Could be more for you or less. But yeah, it's not usually good to wait around on a vacant property. Now, there is an exception, right?
Yes.
If I walk into a house and I'm doing an initial consultation with the seller, I'm let's say we walk in and we have a property, like you just sold a house recently that needs a lot of work, or has some major repairs that right. ought to be done. You know, in that case, you might, what? You might suggest, listen, I really think that you ought to do these three things
right.
before we put it on the market, even though it means holding off by a month or two.
And in this particular circumstance, the home that I had on the market, the seller was in a position where they said, we want to unload this home as quickly as possible. They were also very realistic about what the home was and the condition that it was in. Mm-hmm. So again, working with the seller, what their goals are, what their level of reality is, I think is a good way to put it. You work with them to say, hey, here's a clear plan of attack that we can, in a short period of time, get the highest dollars for you on this particular home. So again, I don't believe there's any one size fits all answer okay. to the question, is this a good time to sell my home? Mm-hmm. I think it always has to be qualified. Mm-hmm. Why are we selling? What's happening? What's precipitating all of this? Mm-hmm. But the question simply is, you know, in general, what's a good time to sell the home? Yeah. I don't know. When it's 75 degrees and sunny, it's probably a good day, right?
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, especially in a climate like ours, yeah. around Mother's Day, when the flowers are out and the trees are in bloom and the grass is green, I mean, you just can't beat it
yep.
from a photography standpoint. Right, so that's great, but we can't all be on the market then. The other thing that that Todd and I have a lot of experience with that impacts the question of when is a good time to sell has to do with timing, maybe the sale of an existing home yes. that you own. So in other words, should I sell the house I'm living in now before yep. I buy, or vice versa, and how do we time that? And that gets an added layer of trickiness.
Well, and I think, Sarah, the example that you gave about your client whose home you're listing today, who is under contract and is building a new place, mm-hmm. I think that's the prime example right there.
Right.
And like, hey, how long do you believe you're going to hold on to this property, and what are your holding costs that could determine whether or not you buy first and sell later? Mm-hmm. You also have to be qualified to be able to do that too.
Right.
So there's
right.
there's a separate question and conversation there as well. But if you've got the ability to purchase first and sell later, maybe that makes sense. And in this particular circumstance, it made mm-hmm. sense for her to immediately list the property while they're marching on their way towards closing on that new construction, mm-hmm. simply so that she doesn't have carrying costs down the road.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's so much to that particular topic yeah. that is, you know, depends on the individual situation. Yeah. And we could do an entire podcast on how to do that. It's tricky, but it's completely doable. A lot of it, like Todd said, I think it really depends on, are you financially qualified to mm-hmm. carry both properties? Because that will expand your options. And mm-hmm. if not, if you must sell your home mm-hmm. to get the equity in order to purchase the next home, we can do that. It's going to definitely impact timing in that case. And
absolutely.
And there's all kinds of things that we can do to get ready and sort of line get the stars to align exactly the way they need to be. Most of that involves having the home ready, right. I would argue.
Absolutely.
So there are times where I have people who know that they are going to be purchasing at some point this year when the right property comes up.
Yep.
And they have to sell the house they're in. So I'm going over to just say, okay, what do we need to do so that on the drop of a hat, we can list the property they're in so that they can hurry up and pursue the property that they want to buy? Because we just don't know when that's going to be. It's all going to happen when they find yep. the right house, right?
Absolutely. So. And things have changed a little bit too in the marketplace right now. So, you know, last couple of years here, as we went through pandemic, you did not, as a purchaser, have the ability necessarily to make an offer that was contingent on the sale of your home. So getting a little bit into the weeds, right now we're getting back to domino closings where yeah. in order for this home to close, this buyer's home has to close. And in order for this buyer's home to close, their buyer's home has to close. Mm-hmm. So you've got this domino effect. Again, we can get into that into some depth later, but we're finally getting back to mm-hmm. a more, quote, normal marketplace, I think.
Yeah, I would say that in the right circumstances, yeah. that can happen.
Yep, absolutely.
So I think, I mean, to summarize as far as timing yes. goes, it really is about working backwards. When do you need to be out by,
yep.
or when do you prefer to be out by? And then let's tack on or subtract at least 45, let's call it 60 days to be safe mm-hmm. for having your place on the market.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's back out. Even a beautiful home often needs at least a couple weeks of you know, decluttering, cleaning, that kind of thing. And maybe up to a month if you're talking about painting some rooms or having the deck repaired or something like that. Right, so maybe that's another month. So I think it's safe to say you want to be actively working on getting the house ready 3 months prior to when you want to be out of the house, ideally.
Absolutely.
And if you're going to also be interviewing agents and kind of acclimating, you trying to get ideas as to what you need to do to get ready, let's add another month onto that. So really like 4 months-ish. It's a long and stressful process.
It is a process.
I'll often say, though, we can do it in a minute. I mean, I can show up tomorrow with paperwork and a sign. You know, it's not how we want to do it, but we can. You know,
totally
can
doable. It may not be in your best interest.
That's right. Yeah, I like to tell people, give it about 3 to 4 months. It seems like a long time, but when you start getting down that road of all the things you need to do to get ready, you know, does that sound about right?
That sounds absolutely on point. It's been my experience, at least.
That's right.
So, yeah, talking with folks tomorrow, and we've been chatting for over a year on getting their place ready for what's going to happen in the next week or so. We've got the photographer lined up and all that, and it's taken us a year to have those conversations and just slowly allow time and life to do its thing. Mm-hmm. So, three, 4 months sounds about right. Absolutely.
Well, thank you for listening with us here. Todd, we're going to give you a couple quick market updates as to what is happening by the numbers.
Yeah, by the numbers. So this is the first, it's not even the first business day of the 2023 year. So this is January 2nd, 2023. And we've got Fannie Mae with their 30-year fixed mortgage rate is showing 5.99% on a 30-year fixed mortgage.
We're back under 6.
Yay!
Yeah.
In spite of the Fed interest rates rising, mortgage interest rates are falling. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Homes for sale. 717 homes for sale currently in Washtenaw County. There are 696 homes that are currently pending. So you've got homes that are active and just about that same number that are currently pending. So the market is moving along.
It's about a 1-to-1 ratio. It's pretty good.
About 1-to-1 ratio. There is currently 1.8 months worth of inventory. So based on last month's number of sales against the currently active homes, there's about 1.8 months worth of inventory that is currently available. That's still trending towards the seller, favoring sellers in today's marketplace. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking to sell, it's not a bad time to think about it. And if you're looking to buy, just get ready. There's stuff to consider, just not a heck of a lot. So this is Todd and Sarah with Studio 48. We're here to help you recreate real estate.